even the civil government has an end. And according to Catholic theology, according to Catholic philosophy, the purpose of government is to help guide man to his ultimate end. Even the founding fathers, I mean, there is some common ground here with the mostly Freemasons who founded the Republic. Even most of them would have agreed in principle that man comes together in society in order to live virtuously, that he may attain his happiness. Now, today, of course, there's no consensus on that. That would be considered absolutely crazy. Now, the idea of man coming together in society would be maybe just for some purely pragmatic idea of mutual defense, or, you know, so that we can have a welfare system or something, something utterly pragmatic. But even the founders, with all of their many and horrible flaws philosophically and especially theologically, at least they saw that man comes together in society in order to live virtuously, in order to help guide him to his end, which is his happiness. Now, you can take that, of course, and baptize it and you have to take it to the next level so that you see that the purpose of the divine law, both natural and revealed, is to bring man to his ultimate happiness, and that's the only law that can do it. And when the state acknowledges that law, then you can talk about a state grounding itself on legitimate authority rather than just deriving it from the masses. Are there any of the principles of, because what you have is not just a website, it's a movement. You're trying to start a movement, correct?
Yes, correct.
Now, what other of the principles of the movement besides the doctrine of Christ's social kingship would you want to talk about?
Well, we have in our platform, we have 5 points of a Catholic counter-revolution. Number one, I think, would mostly point to, the principle of legitimacy. We must look to the Catholic Church as the true church which Christ founded. As our principle, we gain our theological and philosophical traditions from it, as well as our faith and our morality. We must live lives in service to the church if we are to do anything. Also, as the counter-revolution, we have about 600 members, and while most of us are Catholic, we also have many from the in communion with Constantinople, many Eastern Orthodox, who desire very, very fervently communion with Rome. For many have recognized, through what we've done, the importance of Petrine supremacy, which is something I believe, since the Second Vatican Council, has been slightly confused among most Catholics. I think the recognition of Petrine supremacy is one thing which, well, as many would say, sounds harsh and rigid, but it is important from not only a pragmatic view as a figure of unity, but the mark of being one, the marks of being one holy Catholic and apostolic come a great degree from having the successor of Peter guide the church in a manner which cannot happen when you have a church that is in constant disunity, constantly excommunicating each other, or in the case of Protestantism, constantly splitting over very minor doctrinal issues. So that is the first point of our platform. In the PDF file on our website, it is sacramental Christianity. We must have a return to the traditions of the Catholic Church if we are to go absolutely anywhere.